This is Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland state government creates massive amounts of data, everything from the number of violent crimes, like homicides, to the number of tolls paid on state roads. Those numbers are available at the website data.maryland.gov. But a lot of the data the state generates, you don't have access to. Maryland ranked 46th among the states for public access to information. According to the State Integrity Investigation, it's a nonprofit collaborative that looked at corruption, transparency, and openness in all 50 state governments last year. State Senator Bill Ferguson, a first-term Democrat representing Southeast Baltimore City, has introduced a bill in the General Assembly that would create the state's first open data policy. It might allow more public access to state data. And he joins me in the studio to talk about it. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
We reached out to Governor Martin O'Malley's office about public access to information, and they weren't able to make anyone available to talk to us by the time of this interview. But, Senator Ferguson, Governor O'Malley touts his administration as data-driven and transparent. What is keeping Maryland from doing a better job of giving the public access?
It's an excellent question, and I would say Governor O'Malley has been one of the most forward-thinking governors across the country and in Maryland history when it comes to opening data and using performance metrics to guide decision-making at the state level. However, he runs into the same problem that a lot of state governments run into, and it's the inability to match systems in the way that those systems collect and maintain data. So because each department operates in its own independent technological format, there have been attempts to standardize that data across the agencies, but it is increasingly difficult to match all of the different formats that have been created over time.
Increasingly difficult? It's not getting better?
Well, as each department brings on a new software solution or data warehouse solution, it can have a different format that will make it difficult to communicate with other systems that are not aligned.
So what needs to change?
Well, hopefully with the passage of Senate Bill 644, which establishes a data council and an open data policy, another provision of the bill says that for all software purchases moving forward for state government, there must be this consideration of the system's ability to produce machine-readable and public data so that it may be used in the future amongst all agencies.
What are the kinds of data you think could be made available?
Well, there are a wide variety. I think when you look at the story that really is the most remarkable to me, GPS data used to be a closed data set by the federal government. There was a decision made to make it a regularly updated data set that was available to the public, and there has been billions of dollars worth of economic development because GPS data is the underlying foundation to these companies. So when you think of anything that's Garmin-related or Google Maps, all of this relies on publicly maintained and produced data. It's hard to say when that decision was made to release GPS data that Garmin would one day exist. And so I think when you look at state government, there are many data sets out there that that we don't even have the slightest idea of how they may be used to create economic activity. But once they're open and regularly published, there's enormous opportunity for entrepreneurs out there to find ways to improve consumers' lives and improve Maryland residents' lives. And so it's hard to point at one thing and say this is what we need.
Okay, but you're like the technological white knight in the state senate. I mean, if people had ideas, they'd chat you up about them. So what are you hearing as a possibility of some kind of state data that could be very attractive if it were more transparent?
So there's a really interesting company that's being explored in Chicago around the use of billboards. So where billboards are, you know, who would think that that's a very interesting concept, right? Billboard locations.
Do we even have very many left in Maryland?
We do have a fair amount, especially in the city. The vast majority are owned by a single company, but there is a startup, a company that's received some early seed funding for using public data about matching transportation data to billboard location to create an efficient model for deploying advertisements on billboards at certain times of the day and who you would want to see at what time. And so the location of billboards. One wouldn't probably ask to request it unless, this company already exists. But if we make it regularly available and people with big ideas can find ways to match different data sets, that's when the big ideas happen.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with State Senator Bill Ferguson about the bill he's sponsoring in this legislative session to create a state open data policy, as well as a council to govern it. So this council that your bill would create, it would look at what data should be shared and what shouldn't. Who would make up the council?
Well, the council would be primarily high-level, secretary-level decision makers for each department in state government. I would have representatives from business, from private entity. I would have representatives from local government and from various agencies in local government, and then members of the legislature. And the idea here is the more I've explored this topic of open data, the more I've realized that it is hard work to do this well. And open data is provided regularly and effectively when there are lots of stakeholders at the table making decisions about how to do it in the most efficient way possible. And so it is a very large council, but that was very intentional because we think that there must be many voices at the table for this program to work well.
It is, as I glance at the legislation, a very large group. I didn't tally up how many, but it looks to me like three-fourths of it is, as you said, cabinet secretaries. What interest do they have in more transparency?
Well, here's a great example. I mean, with the gun registry, Maryland passed one of the most comprehensive gun control bills, Firearm Safety Act, in the country. And part of that process required the establishment of a handgun licensing permit. Well, to receive a permit, lots of different databases had to be checked, from criminal background to mental health to federal tax records. And so by having data systems talk to each other and have a regularly available data set, it's easier for state officials to go through the handgun permitting process. This is just one small example of where data from various agencies comes together to serve a certain purpose.
I don't question that there are lots of data the public might be interested in, but it's a question of who wants it out. Producer Matt Purdy spoke with Greg Smith, who's co-director of Community Research, which looks at open government issues nationally, and here's what he said.
In our experience, when an agency finds it political or a public official finds it politically uncomfortable for information to be out there, they deny the public access, and then you have to get into this entire wrestling match.
And that's really what I'm curious about, is whether there would not be situations where a particular agency might prefer that data not be public, or at least not yet.
So this gets at the heart of the purpose behind this bill. I believe that transparent government happens as a cultural imperative. When it is the culture of an agency or government to be open, those practices are in place. By having an open data policy, residents don't have to rely on a fight through the Public Information Act to request data. Data that is able to be made public, that wouldn't violate any laws by being public, would be regularly published publicly. And therefore, there wouldn't be a fight between a resident who wants some data set and an agency that doesn't want to release it. It would just be the practice that everything that's able to be made public is made public.
Okay, so I'm still envisioning from the legislation this 37-member council with all these important folks sitting around. And are you basically saying there's going to be peer pressure from the other secretaries of cabinet agencies on this one secretary who might want data withheld, that you can't do that, we don't do that anymore?
To a degree, it is a level of peer pressure. But even, you know, under Governor Malley, who has instituted StateStat, this has been a major shift for state government to using data in a regular fashion to make policy decisions, has forced different departments to operate in a way that is more data driven. And so by establishing the Data Council, which is staffed, interestingly enough, by StateStat, and keeps StateStat as a regular part of Maryland state government, we can further encourage the cultural practice of sharing data in a normal way, and as though that's the daily way of doing business in Maryland.
Some entrenched interests in Maryland may not want to see more data come to life. Why do you think this bill can pass?
I think that we are in an important time in American government where there is a bit of a breakdown of the faith that people have in elected leaders and in government generally. But it's my firm belief, having worked in government and in the private sector, that for the most part, Maryland government is working in the best interests of people. And I think if we make that more transparent and easy to see, we can help to restore the faith that folks have in Maryland state government.
Keep us posted.
Will do. Thank you very much for investigating.
Democratic State Senator Bill Ferguson of Baltimore. He's introduced a bill that would create a new state open data policy. The first public hearing on the bill is in about 3 weeks. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on Maryland Morning, we explore the Martian landscape. Stay with us on 88.1.